Thank you, Mr. President. Ireland aligns itself with the statement to be delivered by the European Union and offers the following remarks in a national capacity. I'd like to express my delegation's sincere appreciation to you, Ambassador Little, and to your team for your able leadership throughout the intersessional period. I assure you of Ireland's full support. I'd also like to express my delegation's gratitude to the ISU, and in particular Ms. Sheila Mwiba, for her extraordinary efforts over the years in supporting this convention. Sheila, you'll be sorely missed in this community, and we wish you all the very best for your future endeavours. President, in recent years, we've seen increasing emphasis on the humanitarian dimension of arms control and disarmament, and this has allowed us to develop our understanding of the long-term impact of weapons use on civilian populations. It has also embedded a renewed sense of responsibility in our approach to considering disarmament issues. Ireland has held a long and unwavering commitment to the CCM. Since its adoption in Dublin in 2008, the CCM has established itself as a core part of the humanitarian disarmament framework and an important mechanism for the protection of civilians. The convention has enabled land clearance, victim assistance, and survivor engagement, benefiting affected communities across the globe. It is particularly encouraging that states parties to the CCM have reported the destruction of 99% of their cluster munition stockpiles. Throughout this process, we have been guided by able presidencies, coordinators, the Dubrovnik Action Plan, and now the Lausanne Action Plan. Regrettably, however, the norm against the use of cluster munitions established by this convention is increasingly under pressure, and this meeting represents an important opportunity to protect, reinforce, and universalise the convention. We believe the Lausanne Action Plan continues to offer a clear and pragmatic tool to effectively advance all aspects of our work. We are hopeful that further progress can be made under the Action Plan to advance treaty universalisation and effective implementation. We also sincerely welcome that gender and diversity issues are at the heart of the Action Plan and will be central to the ongoing effective implementation of the Convention. President, recent documented use by non-states parties of cluster munitions in a number of ongoing armed conflicts, most notably in Ukraine, has underscored the continuing threat that these weapons present to civilians. Cluster munitions are, by nature, indiscriminate, and we condemn all use of these prohibited weapons in all circumstances by any actor. Ireland reiterates our strong condemnation of the Russian Federation's unlawful aggression against Ukraine. The reported breaches of IHL, including attacks on civilians and civilian objects, are entirely unacceptable. We are also gravely concerned by the current and future harm arising from the explosive remnants resulting from the use of cluster munitions, explosive weapons, anti-personnel mines and IEDs. These have created mass contamination and pose unacceptable and long-lasting threats to civilians, civilian infrastructure, and impede humanitarian access and recovery. President, my delegation would like to acknowledge the tireless work of civil society, who continue to work constructively with the international community to assist victims and realize our shared goal of a world free of cluster munitions. Finally, President, the Convention was born out of a collective determination to address the devastating humanitarian consequences and unacceptable harm to civilians caused by cluster munitions. With this in mind, we commit to working under your able leadership for a successful outcome to this MSP and look forward to engaging across all agenda items. I thank you.